The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. China's drug industry is in trouble as yet another scandal hits it. This time, the scandal involves a rabies vaccine made by one of the country's biggest pharmaceutical companies, Chengdu Zhongxian Biotechnology. Regulators halted production of the rabies vaccine made by the company after finding fabricated records and other problems during an inspection. The news sent stocks tumbling. Shares of Chengdu Zhongxian's parent company fell by the 10% limit. Other drug companies were also affected. Vaccine suppliers Shenzhen Kangtai Biological Products and Walvax Biotechnology also dropped by its 10% daily allowable limit. This is the third crisis involving vaccines since 2010. Most recently, regulators found diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines made by Chengdu Zhongxian were substandard. Authorities in Hebei also accused another firm, Wuhan Institute of Biological Products, of making those same ineffective vaccines. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has vowed stern action over the latest safety scare. Soybean importers in China are quickly adapting to the new tariffs on U.S. soybeans, looking for alternative markets and switching to other substitutes whenever possible. At Hopeful Grain and Oil Group, one of China's leading agricultural companies, U.S. soybeans used to be a mainstay, but farmers switched to Brazilian soybeans just weeks before July 6th. That's the date the U.S. levied tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports, sparking immediate retaliation from Beijing. In China's central province of Hunan, farmers are reducing their use of soybean pulp meal, which is typically used as a main ingredient in animal feed. Analysts say they don't see a lot of damage being caused by the tariff war in the short run, but the long term could look differently for China. Xu Bin is a professor of economics and finance at the China-Europe International Business School.
All countries are integrated, and so if you just damage the integration, then that is going to be long-lasting, because if factories shift out of China to other countries, then it is difficult to shift back.
The U.S. relies heavily on the Chinese market for soybean sales. Last year, 31% of U.S. soybean production was exported to China. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.